Earlier this year, the American Civil Liberties Union filed a complaint against the Glendale Union High School District, accusing school officials of refusing to enroll a 19-year-old Salvadoran refugee. The student was one of the unaccompanied minors who arrived in the U.S. seeking asylum in 2016. They argued that was in violation of federal law, but the school district had a policy that its schools don't admit immigrants or refugee students older than 17 who are not proficient in English. Now, the district has agreed to change that policy, and reporter Lily Altavina with the Arizona Republic reports that these two sides have reached a deal, and she joins us now in studio to talk more about it. Good morning, Lily.
Good morning.
So let's start with exactly what was in this agreement. What has the district agreed to change?
So the district essentially said it's going to revise its enrollment procedures, and it's going to get approved by the federal government. Essentially, they're going to emphasize that they're not going to ask for immigration status. It's unclear if they were always doing that before. Age shouldn't have to be a factor. In this case, the student was 19 years old. Arizona Constitution essentially says any pupil entitled to an education ages 6 through 21. So they don't have to worry about aging out until they're 21. And they're not just going to refer their students to their online high school version or to online charter schools. You know, it's up to Glendale Union to educate the students who reside in its district.
Okay, so they've agreed to change these policies. Do you have any sense in your reporting on this of where this policy came from or how long it had been in practice?
No, it's really unclear, you know, how often this was happening. The ACLU said in its complaint that this was a pattern. I talked to one of its lawyers who said, you know, they were definitely seeing it. They said they were hearing that, you know, Glendale Union was a no-go for older refugee students specifically. You know, it's unclear why they were denying them. Possibly maybe it takes resources that the high schools don't have. But, you know, law is law, and they need to offer these kids education is what the OCR decided.
Yeah. So since the agreement here has been reached, they're changing this policy. What has the district said about this?
The district stayed pretty mum. You know, it's not going to talk on a pending complaint was what they said to us back in April. They sent me a statement earlier this week that said basically we're going to, you know, follow the resolution with the OCR. The resolution doesn't necessarily admit wrongdoing. Kind of what the OCR wrote in the resolution was that Glendale Union has always been open to changing its policies, making sure that it is following federal law.
Okay, okay. So it sounds like there is some evidence then that this may have been more widespread. And is it still going on?
Right. It's possible that it is. It's hard because this is something that can't be tracked very easily. You know, if a 19-year-old student who doesn't speak English or has limited English proficiency is turned away and the school district says, sorry, that's our rule, it's they're probably not going to go to the ACLU. They're probably just going to think, maybe I'll get a GED or maybe I'll just move on to the workforce.
Yeah. So that leads me to my next question. So there was this flood of unaccompanied minors, young people coming to the border asking for asylum in 2016. This student sounds like he was one of them. And there probably are some more coming now as this crisis continues at the border and more people are requesting asylum. What is the policy? Like, how do district schools normally approach students like this?
Well, so the ACLU cited a Supreme Court case that essentially said schools can't discriminate based on immigration status. So schools, theoretically, by federal law, shouldn't be asking for immigration status. You know, MESA, for instance, on their website, they ask for immunization records, proof of age and identity, and just proof that you reside in the district. So something like a utility bill, not necessarily, you know, any sort of immigration information.
Okay, okay. So any sense from the district and moving forward that they will be challenged by these students coming in and that they will have to deal with this in new ways and maybe would need more funding or more resources to deal with that?
You know, I'm not sure what the funding fight will be. I know what the ACLU said, it's kind of up to the community now to hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. And it's up to students themselves who are seeking out education if they're older. You know, this 19-year-old student came alone to the country, so they're probably living with relatives or guardians. So it's up to, you know, those guardians to say, hey, you need to follow the law. But obviously going to the Office of Civil Rights, you know, going to the federal government is probably a little scary. So,
most definitely. All right. That is Lily Altavina with the Arizona Republic. Lily, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.